Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Monday, December 27th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Voice of the Martyrs responds to ongoing religious persecution in Eritrea. Funding is needed for child outreach in India, and ministry leaders celebrate a tool for international Bible study. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Eritrea, a small country with the distinction of being the third most religiously oppressive country in Africa. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says hundreds of believers have been arrested, including young children, simply for having a Bible or attending a house church meeting.
There's almost a slanderous campaign against the Christians from a PR standpoint. In the meantime, the government is arresting people, they're beating people, and holding them away from their families.
Nettleton adds that the government's actions have not gone unnoticed. The European Parliament passed a resolution condemning human rights abuses in Eritrea related to its persecution of Christians. The atmosphere makes it extremely difficult for evangelistic work. Nettleton says believers haven't quit, but they need urgent prayer.
400 Christians in prison in Eritrea. For a country the size of Eritrea, for a country that we hear so little about, it's amazing the level of persecution that is going on there.
Next, violence from anti-Christian groups isn't stopping believers from reaching out to children. Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan is involved in training for this kind of outreach, but they're not able to keep up with the demand. Mission India's John DeVries says they work with more than 750 local mission groups and organizations.
They asked us to train 300,000 people in children's Bible clubs, and we were able to reach about 72,000 of that. If we had the funding, these 750 Indian missions could reach 10% of India's youth in the next 5 years.
What's great is the cost is small when you consider the impact.
The cost is only $1 per child that provides complete teacher training and a whole scripture package for the child for a two-week period. And most of the time that is followed up by an after-school club or the child was in a Sunday school.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Network News featured a story about a year ago on the work of Worldwide Christian Schools in Uganda. A listener responded with a donation. Dale Dielman with Worldwide Christian Schools is so thankful.
With those funds, they were able to buy a piece of land to expand their school in a very tight community area of Kampala. And so Mission Network News played a very important role in helping us get that word out.
The school's Christian presence in the region has impacted lives with the gospel. One of the school teachers started a home for AIDS orphans, but now needs a larger home so she can take care of even more.
So the school has really become more than just a school, and it's always been attached to a local church there with a pastor that has that kind of passion and commitment as well.
Dielman is asking MNN listeners to respond to help meet this need. Go to our website for information. Meanwhile, Asia Harvest is doing what they can to deliver God's word and send new missionaries to the field. They're raising funds for both. Since thousands of people in Asia are coming to Christ, Bibles are in high demand. $2.25 is all it takes to supply them. With many unreached people in Asia, the need for missionaries is also great. It only costs $25 a month to support one worker. Pray that many come to Christ as a result. And the use of parallel New Testaments have proven a useful tool in Bible study around the world. Ministry leaders say the World Bible Translation Center's easy-to-read versions with a corresponding English translation beside the target language are easy to introduce to young people in other countries. So far, the center has parallel New Testaments in Chinese and Russian. They hope to produce them in Spanish, Romanian, Vietnamese, Thai, and Korean soon. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you consider making a year-end gift to Mission Network News? With your support, we'll send you the Operation World desktop calendar to help you pray for people in hard-to-reach countries around the world. Call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.